There is perhaps no mandate more controversial, more divisive, than forcing healthy people to wear masks. But the controversy isn't new. During the 1918 Spanish flu, it was believed that masks could stop the pandemic. They didn't. Dr. W.H. Kellogg concluded then that masks have not been proved efficient enough to warrant compulsory application. Fast forward 100 years and hundreds of published studies later, and the results are the same. Surgical, cloth, and N95 masks have been ineffective at stopping the spread of respiratory viruses like influenza or coronaviruses. This has always been the accepted science.
I reviewed all of these very serious studies that compare wearing a mask with not wearing a mask, and found that they all unanimously cannot find a measurable advantage in terms of reducing that risk when they actually measure whether or not the person was infected.
I'm talking about science that's at the top of the pyramid, mm-hmm. the best evidence for making clinical decisions. And that science says masks don't work.
They don't stop viruses. They can't stop viruses. That's absolutely ridiculous to suggest that they could.
The reason is simple. Viral particles, which can linger in the air for hours, are extremely microscopic and magnitudes smaller than the openings in consumer masks.
You need an electron microscope to see that viruses even exist, period.
Dr. Colin Axon, an advisor to the United Kingdom on pandemic measures, stated, "An imperfect analogy would be to imagine marbles fired at builder scaffolding. Some might hit a pole and rebound, but obviously, most will fly through."
And I'm going to tell you, in my entire professional career, I have never heard anybody actually believe that these kind of, any kind of masks, short of an actual level 4 containment suit, made a difference to small particle viruses. This is a guy who went to do some drywalling, sheetrock, and the sheetrock particles are 10 microns. Coronavirus is 0.1 microns. If that gets into your nose at 10 microns, do you really think this is doing absolutely anything to protect you against a virus?
Moreover, viruses can still enter the body through other pathways.
Is there any reason why masks are something that people should be using?
So for the general public, if you don't have symptoms, there's no need to wear a mask. The thing is, the virus can still get in through your eyes. So if somebody's going to sneeze on you, the mask will only protect your nose. It won't protect your eyes.
Viruses enter through your eyes. And there's such a thing as cutaneous respiration, which is actually air transfer through skin cells as well. So unless you're in a totally encapsulated suit with eyes sealed, covered, and everything covered like you would in a biohazardous situation, which is what a hazardous virus is a biohazard, there has to be full encapsulation for proper protection. Anything short of that would mean that you're exposed.
Nonetheless, several countries have ignored the science and pushed ahead with controversial mask mandates, which produced the expected failed results.
We looked at every country and every state or county in the United States as an example internally, where mask mandates were implemented. And we cannot find one example where a mask mandate stopped the transmission, reduced it, or stopped that. In fact, when you look at all of the curves, all of them showed that infections went up after the implementation of the mask mandate.
Now, as the flu season begins in early 2022, so too has the masking rhetoric.
I'll say that this is obviously a remarkably controversial issue. So I say that with caution, that I believe that it's now the time to require masks in crowded essential indoor settings, places like transit, grocery stores, or healthcare settings.
Wait a minute. What has changed in the science that after 3 years of failed mask mandates, there is any reason to believe they would suddenly work now? Dr. Michael Osterholm is an advisor to President Joe Biden.
We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Either you're breathing out or you're breathing in.
And the data do not support any clinical benefit for children in schools with mask mandates. The highest quality data find no evidence of benefit.
This was essentially the same advice from the U.S. Surgeon General a year earlier.
What the World Health Organization and the CDC have reaffirmed in the last few days is that they do not recommend the general public wear masks.
Because there is no evidence that they protect people who are not sick.
If right. you have a mask and it makes you feel better, then by all means. And know that right now the data isn't quite there to say right. that there's a net benefit of individuals to the individual of wearing a mask.
3 years after the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 to be a pandemic, over 150 comparative studies and articles on masks and their harms have been compiled. The body of evidence indicates that face masks are largely ineffective and can actually be harmful.
Studies have also shown that masks can actually cause disease and other serious health issues like headaches, anxiety, fainting, low blood oxygen, impaired lung function, pneumonia, and other bacterial infections, and even dental problems like cavities. In fact, some studies show that mask wearing may help spread the virus. What's in these masks can even pose a danger to our health. Microscopic plastic particles from these blue masks can be inhaled into the wearer's lungs, where it can cause all sorts of health problems, like cancer similar to the one caused by inhaling asbestos. Masks have also been found to contain known carcinogens like formaldehyde and toxins like fluorocarbons.
The N95 mask. Oh, okay, there we go. Almost immediately from breathing, it's sensing. Okay, there's the peak of 18.1. So almost immediately, this is dropping below what is considered safe by OSHA.
In a few minutes, air inside the mask decreases in oxygen by up to 15%. This alone triggers cognitive or thinking problems, headaches, drowsiness and fainting, and can even lead to developmental harm in kids' brains.
An Italian study, the first of its kind, published in May 2022, found that wearing a face mask results in exposure to dangerous concentrations of carbon dioxide in inhaled air, even when the mask is worn for just 5 minutes while sitting still.
Masks and other facial barriers are impairing children's cognitive development at a critical stage, which can affect them for the rest of their life.
Indeed, a study published in August 2022 found that children born during the coronavirus pandemic show reduced cognitive, motor, and verbal performance skills compared to children born before the pandemic. And face masks are being blamed in part for a 23% dive in young children's development, according to another study. And a document disclosure reveals a letter from Alberta's former chief medical officer admitting on February 7th, 2022, that not only is there insufficient direct evidence of the effectiveness of face masks in reducing COVID-19 transmission, but that masks can disrupt learning and interfere with children's social, emotional, and speech development. This is just a fraction of the research showing both the futility and harms of mask mandates. Mask expert Chris Schaefer is unequivocal when it comes to masking children.
These that are depriving children of proper oxygen requirements and air is nothing short of child abuse.
Masking healthy people in general was senseless from the start.
The virus is not spread asymptomatically. Only sick people give it to other people.
This idea, for example, that you can be ill even though you have no symptoms, and you can be a respiratory virus threat to someone else even though you have no symptoms, that's also invented in 2020. There's simply no history of it, and it defies common sense as well.
If you do not have any respiratory symptoms such as fever, cough, or runny nose, you do not need to wear a medical mask like this one. Mask alone can give you a false feeling of protection and can even be a source of infection when not used correctly.
So what is driving the push to force masks upon the public when the science clearly does not support it? According to BBC reporter Deborah Cohen, it's politics.
The debate is deeply political. Newsnight understands that the World Health Organization committee that reviewed the evidence for the use of face coverings in public didn't back them. But after political lobbying, the WHO now recommends them.
Why did they change their views? Why did they change their story? Because the science didn't change.
Or worse, outright fabrications.
The Danish mask study was documented in the British Medical Journal. The Danish mask study showed that masks had a negative effect. And they couldn't get any journal to publish the paper until they changed the result so that they changed the abstract so it would say that, well, we couldn't determine whether masks worked, or, you know, they made it a neutral thing. And once they did that, then they were able to get their paper published.
I don't know what's behind this agenda, but it is certainly an agenda. It has no basis in science.
I'm just trusting the science.
The average person just trusts the government because they just think, you know what, they can't be wrong. Well, I've been working with government for more than 2 decades, and I'll tell you what, they're often wrong.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
I mean, masks are very important.
Good doctors who were brave enough to say what the science showed got punished. And that's happening, and it's still happening, where people are still holding up the illusion that these things save lives.